Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Insurers continue to grapple with how to harness technology to navigate the complexities of infrastructure-related risks. Today, we're diving into a topic that's shaping the future of underwriting, how infrastructure investments impact risk assessment. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Bob Frady, co-founder of Property Lens. Bob, so glad you could join us today.
Well, thank you very much, John. I'm happy to be here.
And Bob, from your perspective, how do infrastructure projects and increased spending impact the risk landscape for insurers?
Well, I think that the right infrastructure spending can have a massive impact on certain types of exposures for insurers. For example, if municipalities do work to improve flood conditions, or if they do work to clear brush, those lower the risk for both flood and for wildfire. And it doesn't eliminate the risk, but it lowers it. To make sure that the building codes that they have for an area can withstand the type of weather, as we've seen in places like Florida. You know, one of the great things about Florida is, yes, it's an expensive market and it's a hard market, but they changed the rules to reflect the perils that are there. And those are public infrastructure spends that can massively change the insurance landscape in a localized area.
Do you think data-driven solutions can help insurers better assess and manage infrastructure-related risks?
Well, I would say this. If you didn't have any data to help you manage risk, then every actuary would be looking for work. because data is the lifeblood of insurance. Insurance companies are just data companies. They play the odds and they use the data to help them drive better outcomes. So the interesting thing is the explosion of data is a challenge for insurance companies. And, you know, traditionally things were done in a certain way for such a long time. And now with the explosion of both data and the start of AI, you know, it's a real challenge for insurers to ingest that and then digest it in a way that makes sense for them. So I think that data can make a huge difference. That said, it's really difficult for insurers to ingest that data.
So how do you view the risk equation, Bob?
I view the risk equation a little bit differently than some people. I think that loss control begins at home. And one of the reasons why I think that is because you don't want to have claims in your home. It's the last thing you want. You know, it's not like people go around like, hey, let's flood this house so we can get new floors. You know, that's not really what people want. Yet, one of the things that we haven't done well as an industry is inform consumers. Say, hey, these are the things that you should be looking out for in your house. And here's some of the things that you can do to guide yourself in making sure that you don't have a claim. Like something as simple as getting gutter guards on your house can lower your risk of ice dams. And ice dams are a miserable claim. So I think that the biggest piece of this really starts with the insured and making sure that the insured knows what can go wrong so they can take steps to prevent it as much as possible. Well, the second part is, of course, the insurance company or the carrier. You know, the carrier is the line of last defense against loss in a house. And, you know, I think when I was a kid and my Allstate agent used to come over to the house and talk to my parents about premiums and about things that can go wrong in the house, those days are kind of gone. And the insurance company and the insured are almost have a bit of an adversarial relationship where insureds are viewed as potential expenses rather than potential partners for success. And then the consumer gets very confused of like, what do you mean? I was a customer for 20 years and then you canceled me. It doesn't work that way anymore. That history and that longevity aren't as important as they used to be. So you've got these two big things that really need to work together and aren't working together quite as well as they can.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Bob, how has the evolution of risk modeling and technology changed the way insurers approach infrastructure investments?
I think the way that risk modeling has changed things is it's become much more hyper-local. Like if you have, say, a tornado or a hurricane risk, that's going to span multiple counties and multiple states even. If you have wildfire risk is actually highly localized. Even if you look at the fires that recently happened in Los Angeles, those are places where fires had a great breeding ground to live. So, you know, without fuel, wildfires don't exist. And there's a lot of fuel in those areas. So the tools have become much, much more local than they have been in the past. And so the problem that the insurance companies sometimes have is they're not used to rating every home or every property on its merits. They do zone rating, or they'll have they'll rate by zip code, for crying out loud. So the data is ahead of where the insurance companies can ingest it, but it'll change. They'll catch up. It'll get better.
What role do startups and insurtechs play in enhancing the industry's ability to evaluate and price risk more effectively?
I think that startups, they play a very important role because they take those edge case questions, or they take those hard to answer questions, and they dive in on them and they focus on them and they try to come up with solutions for them. Like, for example, if you're at a carrier with 25,000 employees and someone wants to start to investigate satellite imagery for determining roof condition, maybe you get a project going on that in a couple of years. Maybe you come up with something, but generally it doesn't happen. Instead, the startups say, hey, wait a second, that's a problem we can tackle. And we can then go to all the insurance companies and say, here's something for you that you can't necessarily build yourself. And it's not that the insurance companies or carriers can't build it themselves. It's just that there's no reward for people inside of the company to build those systems. So that's where the startups come in. The startups take the risk. They say, I'm going to come in and I'm going to solve this problem, and then you can buy it from me. So they de-risk data for carriers, which is a really important role in the industry.
Looking ahead, Bob, how do you see data analytics shaping the future of underwriting and risk management in the insurance sector?
I think that it really comes down to a couple of things. The first is I think that the tools will get sharper for secondary perils, things like wildfire, things like hail, you know, that are traditionally been ignored maybe in the past. Things like flood, which is not covered for homeowners, but for commercial lines, it's a big deal. So the tools will get sharper and sharper to be able to judge each location on its own merits. The second part is analytics, is to say, where am I in terms of, you know, rather than increase the price in California for everybody by 22% to cover your losses, how can I rate effectively at the local level so that the people who are exposed to the most risk are the ones who are paying the most premium, and the ones who aren't exposed to the most risk aren't paying as much? And then how do I get that across to regulators? That's the last leg of the journey that's really hard to get through, is how do regulators absorb this information? And so data and analytics can play a key role in saying, hey, listen, you know, California is roughly 10% problematic wildfire and the rest is not. Yet we treat it all in as almost one big bucket. And data and analytics can be really critical in helping you to carve out those micro segments that are dangerous versus the ones that are much less dangerous. And that's where data and analytics can really play a great role.
Interesting conversation. Bob, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
John, it was a pleasure.
That was Bob Frady, co-founder of Property Lens, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.